Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So happy to be here. So tell us what you've been up to.
I've been working, just dealing with my kids at home. You know, everyone's at home. And we're in the middle of trying to build a house. So we're doing that as well.
You know, it's a lot. I feel like it's like life is opening up this summer and is exciting, but at the same time, like, it's a lot of like the stressors that, you know, like that we've been dealing with the past year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of changes and a lot of work, you know, so.
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's see, today we're going to chat about Daphne Perry. And so we're going to go over like some of her first series, some of your first series that we should check out, and a little bit about her as an author. So what do you love about Daphne's writing?
So I started reading Daphne kind of on a whim. Mm-hmm. And I like how, I feel like her stories are just pretty original. Like, she's known for small town romance. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is set in Montana, but all of her storylines are, they're pretty original and they're easy to read. I guess I could call it feel good romance.
There we go. What's the angst level? Is it too angsty or kind of?
Now, I don't love super angsty, just because it takes me a long time to read a book anymore. So if the angst level is really high, I would rather put it down. I would say her stories progress, even if it's a slow burn, her stories progress really well that I feel like they're pretty low angst.
Okay. So she has two pen names. She's Willa and she's Daphne. That's her real name. And then she has a bunch of different series. So what would new readers who start, like which series would you recommend for new readers to start with?
So personally, and I'm outing myself right now, I have not gotten to read the Willa Nash books yet. There's two so far, maybe a novella in there as well, but I haven't gotten to read them yet. But as far as Daphne is concerned, this was like hard for me to think about. I'm like, where do you start? Because she writes really fast. She puts books out pretty fast. I personally would actually start where I started, and that was with The Birthday List. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've read that one, but the story is just so completely unique. The heroine is dealing with the loss of her husband, so she's healing from that, and it's kind of like a bucket list, but it's doing things that they wanted to do on every birthday. And she finds new love, and it's healing, and it's feel good, but it's also very sad. So it's just a really good book.
Okay, I'll add that one to my TBR. So let's see, in terms of series, like, she has the Runaway series, which is the one with the car that moves around different places. That's her latest series. And then she has the Gypsy series, which I'm not familiar with, but I know I've seen it around in books around. Mm-hmm. So tell us about those series. Like, what do you know about them?
Sure. So I actually just finished my arc for her latest Tin Gypsy series. It's Fallen Jester. It comes out within the next 2 weeks. I'm not sure of the exact release date, but in May. And for the Tin Gypsy series, it's motorcycle, but it's not super gritty or real like on page violence that you might know from typical motorcycle romance or a motorcycle club. So it's Devney Perry's style. It's still got the small town vibe, great storyline. There is some suspense, but it's not, I can't really read dark romance anymore. So it's easy to read.
Okay.
excuse me. And for the Runaway series, which I really loved, and I'm sad that it's over, but that was also very unique just because each character, each main character has their own truly unique backstory. They each met as runaways in a junkyard, and then they all went separate ways. And then they come together to drive this car across the country, and it stops where each person is. Mm-hmm. And one of them, Forsaken Trail, that's the second to the last one, mm-hmm. is my favorite trope, which is surprise pregnancy.
Yes.
I really loved that one. And then Dotted Lines, the last one, is second chance romance. And just the way it ends, it's like the best epilogue ever. So I definitely recommend that series.
So I have Dotted Lines as in my TBR. I think I have an ARC. It's so mm-hmm. bad. I'm like trying to catch up. And I just need to read it because I love Forsaken Trail. Like, it has the best trope. I love Sugar Baby. I love any, like, I'm childless by choice. So I'm like, I don't have a kid and I don't plan to have a kid. But I love reading about like babies, like Sugar yes. Baby, accidental pregnancy, yeah. all this like random, like, you know, like babies coming out from like, or, I love reading it. Like, in my
yeah. family. I mean, I'm a mom of two. I am absolutely not having any more kids. So I love reading about it as long as it's fictional.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love this. So what are you currently reading?
Well, like I said, I just finished the Fallen Jester book yesterday. And then immediately after, I started For Lucy by Julianne. Mm-hmm. And that one is sending me, oh my gosh, it is very humorous, but completely tragic, mm-hmm. Which I feel like you can really come to expect from Julianne. She just really writes different styles really well. But yeah, I'm like halfway through that book right now, so I have no idea where it's going to go.
Oh gosh, I love this. I love this. So tell us where you can find you online.
So I am at Dragonfly Reads on Instagram. You can go to dragonflyreads.com, and that's like all of my links, but my Instagram and Facebook, everything is Dragonfly Reads.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.